I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Dasanich people live throughout three countries in East Africa, and all three national groups are considered unreached. They do have a New Testament in their language, but no Jesus film for the non-literate. But Tiffany Berry with the Jesus Film Project says this year, that's going to change.
In 2017, the big thing that we are praying for is the recording of the 1500th Jesus film language. So this is a big moment in the history of Jesus Film Project. We'll be praying for the crew that's going to be recording this 1500th language, that its production goes smoothly, and that people will hear about Jesus for the very first time in their heart language.
And yesterday we updated you on the state of persecution in Southeast Asia. But what happens if things start to get better? Noel Bacchetti of Asian Access might have an answer.
Our church has grown because of persecution. It's made us strong and it's made us unified.
When believers emerge from persecution, however, the battle isn't over, and accepting society presents its own challenges. They often come from within the church itself.
The church in India, while it's large, is struggling with a lot of issues in terms of things like integrity and corruption and so on.
Even if the church conquers external persecution, the growth that results from triumph can often cause corruption in the church body. With that in mind, Bacchetti reminds believers no force can stop the spread of Christ's truth and love.
This is what happens sometimes in history and society and cultures, is things happen and the pressures, however frightening they truly are, actually press the church forward, not backwards.
Remember, believers in prayer as they deal with these issues. If you want to find out more about the part you can play, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.